right. Well, hi.
Hey.
Hey guys, it's your host Sophie. Welcome to another episode of Ask with Dead and Hip Hop. I'm sitting here with the guys. Y'all
want to
say hey?
Y'all
want to
say hey?
Yeah.
What up, though?
Hey. All right.
What's up? Okay. What's up?
Mike.
This Martin Luther King shit on.
Hey,
what's up?
Hey, so we have a question today, but before we get into that, Nicki Minaj's ass on her new cover. Y'all want to talk about it?
Boo-hoo-tee.
Before y'all start, I just want to say that I think it's trash.
Really?
Why?
I think it's trash.
What makes it trash?
I think it's trash.
You think she's going for attention?
But I'm going to tell you why. I think it's trash because it's very mixtapey. It's very mixtapey. Like, you've already made it. So, like, why do you have to do that? Like, you don't have to do that. Like, so, you don't. That doesn't have to be your
cover. Is it her album cover or is it
it's just a single?
It's just a single. It's for a single.
I don't know if it's an album cover.
No, it's just it's a cover for the single that she's dropping on June
20th.
But that's different, right?
It's about
the
album. The single
song is
called
Anaconda.
Oh, really?
Like, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it says Anaconda.
My Anaconda. So you think it's trashy or inappropriate?
I think it's
trash. Even for a single?
You just think she had a point.
Man, that changes things, actually. But I still think it's trash.
It changes.
Just because, it's not like you're not walking in Target, walking down an aisle, and like seeing like this as an album cover. You know what I mean? Like, or even if it was like an insert, like I don't think it would be that bad. Ken, can I ask you a question?
Lil' Kim's hardcore.
That's what I was gonna say.
What?
But we're past that.
Lil' Kim, I know we are past that, but it has happened before. Lil' Kim, hardcore album cover.
Go ahead. I think that's ratchet too.
But I know what you were saying. Okay. I guess I see.
You got something to say first?
Oh no, go ahead.
Lil' Kim's hardcore. I think that is a little bit different. It's still trashy. But
amen.
I think
amen.
Lil' Kim's hardcore album was still trashy. The cover was still inappropriate. But in that time, a female needed something to draw attention to herself because men were not trying to hear a female rapper, especially talking about the things that Lil' Kim talked about. But fast forward, when did that album come out in?
96.
Fast forward 20 years, women don't need to do that anymore. You can make a single without showing yourself in a thong. It's not necessary. So I agree with you. I think it's trash. I think it's unnecessary. I think it's stupid.
Especially considering the fact that she's already like...
She's already made it. She's
right. Like, what are you doing? Like, you're not even new.
But she made people talk about it. She got what she wanted. Look at us.
Yeah,
look at us.
Well, that liquefy tool is a thing.
The liquefy tool?
Wow.
I'm just saying. Because it'll take what you have and like just make it look bigger.
Her booty is that damn big.
It is.
You can't Photoshop the Music Awards.
Oh, whatever.
When she was walking around like she had two fucking dinosaur eggs. Like she had Khaleesi dragon eggs stuck in the back
of her
It did. Because when she came on stage, I'm telling you, Gary Coleman and Webster were in the back of her pants doing the pancake.
Terrio in that ass.
Just unnecessary. Her single would get listened regardless. I don't know why she
didn't. I don't understand why that was necessary.
She wanted people to talk about it.
And I guess this is where I differ from the rest of the crew.
Of course.
Yeah, this is what I'm having. Like for me, I'm all for advocacy. If she wanna show that shit, go ahead and show it. Because like y'all said, it's irrelevant. She didn't need it to sell it. She's big enough to do it. If that's what she wanted to do and she wants to flaunt it because she has it. You know what I'm saying? Like, not everybody has it.
But
she paid for it.
It doesn't matter, but it's on her. It's in her body now.
But don't you think that
gives them even more reason to show it? Because
she paid. She want to get all the value.
Right. Don't you think that to a degree that's detrimental to future female rappers? Like, we're gonna expect that? Because look what we have right now. Who are the two hottest female rappers right now? Nicki Minaj and
Iggy.
Right. When you have people like that have made it, the only two females right now that are at the top of the charts, when you look at someone like a Rhapsody, or someone like a Jean Grey, or someone like an Invincible, or a Psalm 1 that don't do that, it's like, what chance do they really have? Because
top women are showing that it's not all about skill. It's not all about songwriting. It's about look at my ass.
The music industry is not fair. Like, because if it was all about lyricism, it would be a whole different, you know, exactly, and different people on the radio and stuff. So because of that, like, if you have that and that's what you want to do and you've made it, go ahead and do it. And I feel where you're coming from.
She's a role model, Ralph.
Yeah, man. Come on, this is Barbie. You know how many kids are looking up to her, man?
So are y'all saying that like visuals are worse than lyrics because there's a lot of, you know what I'm saying, lyricism even from women singers and rappers that depict that type of imagery, and they don't necessarily put their body out there.
I think that that's empowering when a woman gets on a track and says, you know what, I like dick. I'm like, no, let's be real, serious, think about it. Because if you're a woman,
clipped out.
Oh, I don't give a fuck. Fuck them. It's true. When you're a woman and you get on a track and you're talking about the same type of shit that men talk about, mm-hmm. I think that's awesome. That's why I loved Lil' Kim. Even though I didn't listen to her album very much because it made me uncomfortable a little bit. But I think that that was empowering for her to go on record and say, yeah, I fuck all day. I fuck multiple Negroes. Whatever. That's great. Do that.
A Negro.
But at the same time, if the only visual that you want to show of yourself is you pandering to men, then that's a problem. I don't think you getting on track talking about how many dudes you fuck is pandering to men. Because no man wants to hear that. You don't want your girl to be talking about how many dicks she sucked or how many dicks she's fucked. So I think that that's empowering if women want to do that. But I don't feel the same way if on your album cover you're just sitting there in your fucking thong and you're like, ooh, look at my booty. For what?
It's like regression, though.
No, but like, it's not. We're not talking about the name and how it correlates to the picture. I mean, got that. But it's still a regression in 2014 when you have a rapper as popular with the influence that Nicki Minaj has, not only on adult women, but we're talking about kids as well, as these little bitty Barbies. The same kids that she's acknowledged, being a role model for.
That's not her job.
But she's acknowledged that, and she's started taking that on. You know, so here she is now putting out this cover, which is clearly, well, I think targeting men. You know what I'm saying? Why would you do that in 2014?
Because everything isn't for everybody, though, Ken. Everything isn't for everybody. So this wasn't for her little Barbies. You know what I'm saying?
Everything she does for her little Barbies. That
is
okay. But everybody's gonna see it. Just like the lyrics, everybody's gonna hear it. But I'm saying, just like the lyrics, everybody's gonna hear it. Just like how parents had an issue with Beyoncé's album.
Who?
Parents had an issue with Beyoncé's album. No, parents. I put an ENTS on that. You know what I'm saying? So like on Partition, when she's like, you know, we're not even going to make it to this club. All 40 minutes to get dressed up. Like, I don't want you to see Beyoncé on her. Like all of that shit is the same thing as Beyoncé going out there and having a brisque picture. To me, it's the same thing. I
what happened with Beyoncé?
So I just feel like she's doing it tastefully.
I'm just saying, like, the lyrics of her song. The lyrics of the song.
I'm talking about what? I'm talking about what? Her fucking her husband.
And I feel you.
Well, right. How is it the same thing as you putting a picture of yourself with your thong? Come on, man.
What I'm saying, okay, the imagery of what you hear, what Beyonce is doing to Jay, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, how is that different from a chick in a bikini showing her
that
ass?
That ain't a bikini, it's a fucking thong on the cover of a single. How are you comparing?
Bikini.
How are you comparing that? Saying,
because when I'm thinking about Jay-Z and Beyonce, I'm thinking about Beyonce being butt-ass naked and Nicki Minaj is just putting it out there. She ain't gotta rap it for me. I could just.
But you know what? But the difference is that you have the kids that are online. We're talking about all these memes that people are making fun of, for one, and you talked about the fact that the internet is a visual medium for the most part, right? You have to see where you're going. So you cannot help you going to see this picture of a 14 or 13 or 12 or 10 year old kid if you're on the internet. With Beyonce's album, there's more action required to listen to it. So that's completely different. You can't almost ignore this picture.
This is like the whole video game, movie, music conversation again. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, it's all media that you're intaking. Regardless of how you intake it, you're intaking it. And that 13 and 14 year old that's going to see the Nicki Minaj picture can see whatever else that they want on the internet, bro, because it's not censored that way.
She's not helping progress and I hate to say this, but the female movement by doing something like that, by using her body to advance or sell her music, dog.
I mean, but that's
thanks.
I'm just saying, but let's just be honest. She's been doing that before this album cover.
But let's analyze why.
She doesn't need to.
Let's analyze why.
What's that last album?
You were saying that's what she feels. That's what she wants to do. Now, I don't know Nicki Minaj as a person. I've never met her. Do we really think that that's really what she felt like doing? Do we really think that she's sitting at home and she's like, you know what? I got a great body. I'm going to show it to everybody. I'm gonna put it on my album cover. Or do you think she's sitting around and she says, you know what? I want niggas to buy my album. So this is what I'm gonna do for my album. That's really what it was. Well, she wanted dudes to be like, oh shit, you see this Nicki Minaj cover, Nicki Minaj back, because she knows in today's industry for a woman, it's not enough for you to be a great lyricist. It's not enough for you to be a good songwriter. You have to be hot, and you have to be sexy, and that's what she's playing towards. Okay, so it's not a matter of, oh, this is just what I felt like doing. She thinks she has to, and that's the problem. But if someone like Nicki Minaj thinks she has to do that, then what does that mean for everybody after Nicki Minaj, or everyone under Nicki Minaj? They're gonna think the same thing. I don't want them to think that. I don't want someone that's a young Nicki Minaj that wants to rap thinking, I have to be naked on my album. I have to show my hoo-hoo to everybody out in the world in order for my single to be a
hoo-hoo. You better
preach. Hashtag
hoo-hoo.
I'm trying to stop saying the P word.
All right. Here's the thing. I feel that's kind of like the chicken and the egg thing, right? Because she's over here half butt naked trying to sell her single Anaconda, right? Sure. But before whatever she was doing with the Anaconda single, she had to go get them butt injections. She had to go get them. She didn't have to, but it was a decision that she made.
Why?
Well, because that's what she felt. That's what she felt had to do to get to where she wanted to be.
Right.
And all I'm saying is because she went and got that stuff, and she wants to go out there and flaunt it. That's her prerogative.
That's not. That's not what it,
that she thinks she still has to do that.
But, right. But that's Nicki Minaj.
In order to be successful, she got a huge influence. So when she do that, the little Barbies are going to see that and they're going to want to do it too. They're going to say, "Let me get my ass injection. Let me get this. Let me get that, so I can sell these records." Instead of looking on your lyrical ability, that's what she's planning.
I agree with B. You can think I'm a hippie if you want, but think about it. In order for change to happen for minority groups, what has to happen? You have to influence the majority, right? So in order for us as black folks to really change shit, we can change the minds of us all we want, but ain't anything gonna change unless white people step in and assist, because they have the majority of the power, right? It works the same way with this. If these women don't convince men like us to be part of the change, there's never going to be a change.
I know where y'all coming from. I'm not necessarily refuting. It's just my ideology is this.
Is you like booty and titties?
He said, which he acknowledged.
Yeah, I do.
And go watch porno. That's what it's there for.
And I feel you. And all I'm saying is Nicki Minaj decides to put out her ass and titties. That I just feel like that's her prerogative.
I don't think we're arguing her right to do that. You know, of course we all know that it's her right to do it, but what we're saying is that we're not even saying it's the fact that here we have a popular rapper and now they're being diminished to being a sex symbol in order to get her music out, in order for men to pay attention.
But wasn't she that like when she first came out though?
Nope.
Well, not the very. Nope. We're not talking like the undiscovered videos. We're talking about Nicki Minaj.
She's already in the game, like Sophie said 30 minutes ago. She's already there. Mm-hmm. What's the point of continuing this cycle?
Like,
you already used your body. You don't have to use it anymore. Now, let's focus on the talented Nicki Minaj. And then she wants to get upset when people are always like, oh, Nicki Minaj isn't all that. Nicki Minaj isn't all that. But why does she think people say that? Because men are not paying that much attention to her music anymore. They're staring at her ass and her boobs. And then even when they're listening to her album, we're still just thinking about ass titties, ass titties. She could be talking about anything and all we're hearing is ass titties, ass titties, ass titties, ass titties. That's all we're hearing.
She's always talking about how she doesn't get respect.
So what do you hear when you
think? Right. Like, because you're doing shit like this.
Exactly.
Like, what do you mean?
What do you expect? How do you expect to get respect if you're putting this on your album cover? And I'm not excusing men for being pieces of shit, because we are. But
if she walks into a boardroom,
I ain't a piece of shit.
Except Rod. Rod is like Black Jesus. But other than Rod, the rest of us, we're pieces of shit.
Well,
now, if she puts herself on her album cover with the focus being on her ass, and then she wants to come talk to us about anything business-wise, you're not gonna listen.
Hard to take it serious.
You're not gonna listen. You're not gonna pay attention.
You're gonna blame them.
And it's partly
because let me see that ass.
Yeah, like bend over and pick something up. Oops, I dropped this pencil, Nikki. Now, part of that is her fault. Part of that is our fault. But she's not helping change anything. Well, she's not helping change anything for future generations of women rappers.
No, she's
just not. And it's not, like you said, it's not even her job. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be. But you stepped into this role. You coined your little crew barbs, which I have a problem with that too, but we can get deeper on that. I'm not even gonna do that. But you're not helping, man.
Yeah.
There's no reason for it. There's no reason for any woman to do it anyway. But if I understand if that's what you're doing to break into the game, I get it. You kind of have to. If you want to make that money, you have to. Because men aren't listening to your words. They're looking for nipples and ass cheeks. And that sucks. I like nipples and ass cheeks just as much as the next guy.
So you see something like that. You're not familiar with Nicki Minaj, right? You see a cover like that, right? What is your first thought, and would that entice you to listen to her music?
No, that's not going to make me listen to her music.
Would it make
it's
you
not about music,
music?
It's right. Whether or not I want to hear what this girl with a really big ass has to say. And I kind of don't care about that.
There you go.
So.
And that's what men do too.
Being a female artist yourself.
I don't think you have to do that. I mean, I don't think you have to. Like FIFO said though, I mean, that's Nicki Minaj. That's who she is. She is a big influence on everyone. So it's kind of hard to say really. But Lauren did it, so I don't feel like women should have to
great
to do
point.
That.
Yeah. Great point.
I really don't.
Missy Elliott did it.
Missy Elliott did it.
Both were huge.
You know, so you don't have to.
I don't think that you need to do it, but I just feel like if you're an artist and that's what you want to do, or that's what you feel that you want to do because you're a sex symbol and you paid for your goods, it is what it is. Market yourself how you feel that you need to market yourself. That's all I'm saying. And if Nicki feels like she needs to put that ass and titty out there, let her put that ass and titty out there. You don't have to do it. And let's be honest. If you're considered a sex symbol, you know, say whether you're a man or woman, you want to keep that persona up because that's part of your marketability.
I look at something like that, and that is far more attractive to me than that single cover.
So that was fun, but we didn't get into the questions, so sorry about that. We got you next time. So, anyways, thanks for watching, and
so
still send your questions to ask@deadandhiphop.com and to our Twitter, ask DEHH. Hopefully we'll get to it next time.